This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Let's do the news.
Coming up, it takes just 3 seconds. Yeah. I'll tell you about that. And how do you get monkeys in the mood? It's all brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and More, the best selection and service in the 757 for locals by locals. So we were getting calls about this when it happened yesterday morning, eyewitness accounts, and now I think they have a plan for what they're going to do with it. That crane that fell into the water at the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Nothing was destroyed. I mean, except the crane itself. Right. But this could have been a lot worse. News 3 talked to the contractor with the Hampton Roads Connector Partners for the whole HRBT expansion project, and he said that the incident occurred about 7:30 a.m. This happened in Willoughby Bay near the eastbound lanes of 64 on the Willoughby Bay Bridge, which is why people could see it. I mean, it fell off a barge. So how the crane fell in the water? Well, the barge operator was moving the crane and a mechanical issue happened that caused the crane to go off the barge over the side. And according to WTKR.com, they said the crane walked off the barge and into the water, which is something my husband would say if he broke something.
Like, just walked
the
off?
The glass just walked off the counter. I don't know.
What happened?
I guess that's like the official language. The crane walked off, and then they put in parentheses, moved by an onboard operator, the barge, and into the river. Crews placed a boom. Mm-hmm. They put in parentheses, a floating physical barrier encircling the entire area around the crane.
Right.
They put the boom up to contain and remove any oil or fluids that may escape from the submerged crane, that according to News 3. Although, they continuously said in the report that it looks like the everything's intact, so it doesn't look like it's going to like leak a bunch of oil. And stuff, the incident did not impact marine or vehicular traffic. The recovery plan is being finalized, but it looks like what they're going to do is bring in an even bigger crane to get the crane out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're bringing in a crane.
Big swinging crane.
From Baltimore. The costs have not yet been calculated, but they say that it'll be handled by the contractor or subcontractors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something that did affect traffic, the Canadian trucker protest with those loud honking horns blocked off a key entry point into the United States from Canada that was now reopened after truck drivers protesting against the COVID-19 vaccine mandates shut it down for several hours. That was on Monday. The Ambassador Bridge, which connects Detroit with the Canadian city of Windsor, Ontario, reopened yesterday after members of the Freedom Convoy blocked traffic for their protest. And this did cause some issues because the trucks had to go like 60 miles away to a different entry point. And then that line was hours long.
You know, there's a tunnel under the river there, too, but it's probably not big enough to accommodate those trucks.
Yeah, that might be
it. Is my guess. It's not as nice as ours.
Yeah, yeah.
As I remember, it's been a long time.
Well, they're maybe not dropping cranes off of theirs, but, do that. We got a nice tunnel and entertainment.
I have fond memories of the Ambassador Bridge because that's where we did our underage drinking.
I was wondering.
15, 16 years old, drive into Canada, show your driver's license. We don't care. Strip clubs, full nude. We don't care.
Good times.
Oh, my God. Good times. You're in high school. This is awesome.
Yes. Well, the Canadian Prime Minister.
Unless you're my kid, then it's bad.
Yeah, right.
Don't do it. Don't ever do it.
The Canadian Prime Minister spoke out about the Freedom Convoy, saying everyone's tired of COVID, but these protests are not the way to get through it. He added in a tweet on Monday night that Canadians have the right to protest, but let's be clear, they don't have the right to block our economy, our democracy, or our fellow citizens' daily lives. This has to stop.
That's true. And they did get the court ruling in their favor about the horn honking.
Oh, okay. I didn't even see the follow-up on that.
It's limited to, I can't remember what it is, once or twice a day or something.
Yeah, okay.
And not just indiscriminate whenever you feel like it.
It would drive you crazy.
Oh, 18-wheeler truck horns?
Yeah. Just... Now, this ties in with driving, as gas prices might be on the rise again. That according to USA Today, who says the cost of fuel continues to surge. That according to the American Automobile Association, the national average is $3.46 per gallon. We're usually a little bit below that around here.
Right.
It's about a dollar more, though, than last year's national average of $2.47, according to AAA. They say the reason behind the higher gas prices are a combination of increased demand for heating oil in the winter months and the tension between Russia and Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
USA Today says that Russia is a member of OPEC and any sanctions based on its actions towards Ukraine may cause it to withhold crude oil from the global market. Now, back with COVID, I know we need the fart sounder for it, but this is about restrictions going away. as the New York governor is now talking about ending COVID restrictions. Health officials are deciding whether to end or extend two COVID mask mandates, one requiring face coverings in school, the other mandating them in most other public indoor settings. The governor, a Democrat, plans to announce today which rules will stay in place. This is a decision that comes after governors of Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, and Oregon all said that they will be ending the mandatory masking in schools by the end of February or March. And Sweden also announced plans to drop COVID restrictions. Not that that really affects New York, but it just shows where we're all going with
Sweden
this.
Sweden was kind of, I thought Sweden the whole time was playing this out differently than everybody else, didn't they? Or maybe it was Norway. One of the Scandinavian countries. I know Denmark dropped all of their restrictions last week or the week before. By the way, you can play the COVID tones. There it is. That signifies that we're going to talk about COVID, and if that triggers you, then you need to go do something else.
Right. Yeah. Although, I mean, it's stuff you need to, I mean, as you're watching the dominoes go down,
it's
good news.
Yeah, yeah.
Restrictions are ending multiple places.
Exactly right.
So it's kind of giving you an idea of which direction
it's all going.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're just going to deal with it in a different way, and as an illness that stays with us in some form, anyway, for the foreseeable future. But in a way that you're just going to have to live with it. That's all. Yeah. It is what it is.
As Stephen Hill said when I was walking in the room, what do we have to do? Sit-ups for the next variant? How are we going to prevent the next one? Drink diesel?
Well, somebody, there was a headline that went by, so prepare for the next COVID variant.
Oh.
Well, it's like, come on, man. What do you prepare with?
I don't.
Go get some Alka-Seltzers. And so what's the next drug that we never thought of using it for? Oh, my God.
I think the headline.
Monistat.
The headline with Sweden was that they're stopping national testing.
Oh, okay.
That
was going to.
With their ending.
That's their return to normal or whatever it is.
I mean, I guess it's their last piece because they are one of the countries that really didn't have many restrictions at all.
In the beginning, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. And it went well. The record is out there.
Yeah.
People got hurt. People didn't get hurt. It is like a lot of other places.
Yeah. Well, here's something non-COVID related. Back here, a Navy vet from Portsmouth needs some help to get Mr. Grumpus. He's a cat.
Okay.
He belongs to U.S. Navy Master-at-Arms Don Patterson. 10 on Your Side says a 17-year Navy vet found the cat on her fourth deployment overseas to Bahrain. Mm-hmm. She rescued the cat, nursed the cat back to health. They became inseparable. Aww. When she was redeployed from Bahrain back to Virginia, she was told last minute that Mr. Grumpus couldn't go with her. Paws of War is a nonprofit that's trying to help reunite them. Paws of War says it'll cost about $4,500 to relocate Mr. Grumpus. And so there is a fundraiser. If you would like to help Patterson and Mr. Grumpus out, you can go to the Paws of War website and make a donation.
Why so much? Where does that cost come from? That just seems like a lot of dough.
Yeah, a plane ticket for a cat.
I know, but I mean, the cats don't ride in the seats.
Hmm.
They ride under the seats.
Yeah, I know.
Or they ride in the hold. You know.
Oh, I'm not saying that $4,500 seems reasonable for a plane ticket. I'm kind of with you. Like,
wow, that's a lot of dough. It must have to go to quarantine and be cared for.
And the care and the feeding
kind of stuff.
Taking care of the cat now while they're separated.
All of the veterinary stuff, I'm sure, too. Shots and everything else. Because you just can't bring animals in and out of the United States.
Yeah, right.
Just in general, right.
That's why Mr. Grumpus is left behind, I guess. I don't know. He's got one of those sad face, too.
Really?
Like angry cat face, you know?
Yeah.
So I want to help reunite them.
Am I going to feel bad? Are you sending me over there? Is that what you're doing? My radio wife. Yeah. Go put some money on that now. Yeah. I feel bad. Go put some money on it.
Well, also in animals, a zoo in the UK has hired a Marvin Gaye impersonator to perform to get their monkeys in the mood.
Oh, come on.
He's performing inside the enclosure.
Don't you know how sweet it is.
I mean, he sounds like him. The park director said, we thought it could be a creative way to encourage our females to show a little affection to the males that might not have been so lucky in love. The Monkey Forest in England hired a Marvin Gaye impersonator to visit the enclosure, sing love songs, encourage the primates to mate. David Largie performed selections from the Soul Legends catalog, including Let's Get It On and Sexual Healing. This was inside the macaque habitat.
Yeah. Right in macaque.
The zoo's going to find out
in the summer
if this helped the cause. A monkey's pregnancy length varies by species, but it's typically 4.5 to 6 months long. So
interesting.
We'll see soon.
Makes me wonder, though, you know, the estate of Marvin Gaye has been very protective. They have sued everybody. Are they going to get wind of this and
not like it too much?
And not like it for some reason? They're a pretty unhappy bunch.
Yeah, you know? Maybe.
So far, anyway.
You're playing for monkeys to make the monkeys mate? Mm-hmm. Come on. You can't.
Really?
We're going to need some money from you guys. You're going to have to
All you need
royalties.
Is Robin Thicke and Pharrell to rewrite it.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
Then you'll get the monkeys hooking up. Yeah.
There you go. Elsewhere, Peloton just figured out a way to fire a bunch of people and keep torturing them for another 12 months. That's how the article starts. They laid off 2,800 employees yesterday. Yeah. It's about 20% of their workforce. And each person's severance package includes a one-year Peloton subscription for free, which is about a $500 value. But, I mean, you just got fired from the company. Mm-hmm. You're like, gee, thanks.
Yeah, that sucks.
Severance packages include other stuff, too, but the free subscription is all people are talking about because who wants to have a daily interaction with the company that just fired you, especially when it's an exercise not telling you to try harder.
I would be interested to know if the Peloton service was free when you worked there and they're just
continuing it. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is there
something else in the story here? Because it seems like this is kind of a weird parting gift. Like if we didn't have this benefit the whole time and then you just throw this on me, I want one more thing to remind me of my failure.
But you got to buy the bike yourself.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Peloton did great early on in the pandemic, but sales have been way down, partly because people aren't stuck at home anymore. They also just replaced their CEO, so, you know, there's that.
Yeah, that guy stepped down.
Yeah.
They had some recalls. There were little kids were getting chewed up by those Pelotons, sucking them under you know, they had some issues there.
Yeah, there was like five instances of that.
It was
so
pretty substantial. Yeah.
So definitely had some problems.
But they said none of the on-air trainers was going to be laid off.
Okay.
And they made sure to put that message out there. So I'm guessing they wanted that to get to their subscribing public.
Well,
you're not going to lose your personal favorite trainer.
Those people are like the rock stars of this. I remember
they make it work.
Was it Dancing with the Stars? One of those shows where it was like, and Peloton trainer. And it was like, whoa, these people are that famous. That
all of a sudden you're Dancing with the Stars famous?
I mean, I get it. Like, when you have a trainer or a fitness instructor, you know, being when I was doing kickboxing and Zumba and all of that, you know, there were people who religiously came to my
relate to different people.
Because you find a style that you're like, and you're like, all right, I can move like that. I like the way that this feels, and it's fun. So you become connected with that person. So I get it in a way, but Dancing with the Stars famous was kind of crazy.
Yeah. We had a radio guy on there. Bobby Bones was on that thing.
Yeah.
On Dancing with the Stars. That was another guy that made the leap.
Right.
He's no Peloton trainer.
That's true. Well, meanwhile, I'm working out, and I'll end with this one. A new study published in a Scandinavian medical journal found that lifting weights for just 3 seconds a day can improve muscle strength. All you have to do is one bicep curl.
Yes.
The study involved healthy university students performing one muscle contraction at maximum effort for 3 seconds per day.
So it's as much as you can possibly lift safely.
For 5 days a week, over 4 weeks, they did either isometric, concentric, or eccentric bicep curls. So that's the curling up, the holding it at the top, and the letting it back down.
Under controlled. Yeah. Not letting gravity take it down.
Oh, not just boom. Eccentric is slowly releasing it. Yeah. And you do it at maximum effort while researchers measured the muscle's maximum voluntary contraction strength before and after the four-week period. Another 13 students performed no exercise over that same period. They were measured before and after the 4 weeks. And they found that with this, they've got the control group and the people doing it. 10% is how much they've increased. 10% for the group performing the eccentric, letting it slowly lower to the ground.
Interesting.
Bicep curl. I switched on my instructor voice there. Slowly lower. but they saw less increase in muscle strength for the other two exercise groups. The no exercise group saw no increase, and the just holding it had less. So, yeah, do one. One bicep curl, slowly lower it down.
Uh-huh, slowly.
Yeah.
Drop it like it's hot. Slowly.
There you go.
Slowly, like a spider.
Just interesting. I mean, you're probably not going to, you know, be Arnold with that, but...
Well, they said 10%.
Yeah.
But 10%, I mean, it is still fitness. It's still a level of fitness.
Yeah, and it does something...
better than you were when you started.
It's not going to do anything for, like, cardiovascular health, you know, or weight loss, but 10% increase in strength.
But if you do it as fast as you can, slowly...
Around here today, we do have sunny skies, a high into the 50s, a calm wind becoming southeast, 5 to 7 miles per hour. Clear tonight, 38 is your low, sunny and up near 60 for tomorrow. Right now, we're at 33 degrees, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Fabulous, baby, yes.